a fixed fee, but clearly a path to successful implementation of the new enterprise business system. So I will, like I said, I will support this, but I don't do it easily. Aye.
Potter.
Well, I think this has been a difficult issue for the entire city. But in terms of trying to backtrack and to figure out what we could have done differently, I think that we have done the best under the circumstances. As Commissioner Leonard pointed out, often in the private sector, these things occur with little or no public attention. But when they occur in a public setting, I think we owe it to the public to explain what we've done, what we're going to do in the future, and that that the project will be completed in a timely manner. So I do appreciate the work of OMF, appreciate the work of the committee, and the forbearance of the taxpayers who pay for these things. So I vote aye. Please read item 593.
Amend contract with Pacific Consulting Group, Inc. to provide quality assurance services for the Enterprise Business Solution Project.
OMF staff have described this issue. Is there anyone signed up to testify on this matter?
No one signed up.
Okay. Please call the vote.
Adams?
I should have asked. Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Before we vote. So how frequently will you be coming back? So this is on the issue, not this particular project, this particular ordinance. How frequently will you be providing updates to your commission in charge and to those of us on council?
Commissioner Adams, I typically have this as a standing agenda item on each of the agendas with your offices when I brief council individually. I expect I will continue to do that. This is a very high priority project and one that I'm sure interests all of you. And so at least once a month, you'll be hearing from me on how we're doing. And we certainly will be happy to provide more information if that's the interest of your offices.
If you could, in writing, just in addition to that, in writing, say whether we're on revised timeline, on revised budget, I think that'd be useful too.
We'll do that.
Aye.
Leonard.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Well, I do want to, this is for our quality assurance contractor, Pacific Consulting Group, excuse me. I think they've been doing a great job. And I just want to say to Commissioner Adams and others, I've asked to receive their monthly report, which is very informative. And, you know, unfortunately, lately, they've been raising red flags too much. But I think they're doing a great job. And I would hope if any future point you're back here for us on the EBS project, that there will be a representative of the quality assurance contractor here too. But I think they're doing a great job, and pleased to vote aye.
Potter.
Aye. Please read item 590.
Authorize revenue bonds for Enterprise Business System Project.
Is there anyone signed up to testify on this matter?
No one signed up.
Okay, it's a non-emergency and moves to a second reading. Please read item 591.
591, authorize South Park Block's urban renewal and redevelopment bonds.
Staff?
Good morning, Mr. Mayor, Commissioners. I'm Eric Johansson, the debt manager in the Office of Management and Finance. This ordinance authorizes the issuance of urban renewal and redevelopment bonds for South Park Block's urban renewal area. You may recall that the last date for South Park Block to issue bonds is July 23rd of this year. Approval of the ordinance will allow us time to sell and close the bonds prior to the area's expiration date. In addition to authorizing new money, this particular ordinance also authorizes the refinancing of any outstanding South Park Block's bonds. Based on the recommendations of the Urban Renewal Advisory Group, the proposed bonds will be structured such that all of the debt for the district, both outstanding and proposed, will be repaid by fiscal year 23-24. The amount of new money bonds to be sold will depend upon interest rates at the time of the sale, but we expect that it will realize about $35 to $40 million for new projects in South Park Blocks. Bonds are expected to be sold in late June and closed in early July. Bank of America and Citigroup are co-senior managing underwriters of the negotiated sale. I'd be happy to take any questions.
So what are the bonds funding?
A number of projects that have been or will be approved in the South Park Block's budget. I can't speak to the particulars of those.
Is it typical for us to authorize bonds before a project? We've identified the project?
Oh, we have identified those. I think it includes some Section 8 acquisitions and things like that.
Keith Witkowski, Portland Development Commission. The most of the bonds are going to be invested in a number of the Section 8 preservation projects that were identified by the Urban Renewal Advisory Group. There's also resources going to rental and preservation housing, and I think there'll probably be some projects associated with Portland State University. My understanding is today was the discussion and the vote will be next week. We'll have this afternoon when we meet with City Council serving as the Budget Committee to go into, to the extent you want to, basically each and every line item for all our urban renewal areas so we can get much more in-depth on South Park blocks as well at that time.
Right, but that is in the context of the budget, but we're voting on authorizing bonds that I'm assuming are paying for specific projects. And I think I've asked this before as well, but I'd like to see, you know, for instance, if the bonds are $5,660,000, obviously that's a figure you came up with to reflect specific projects. Right.
In this particular case, because this is the last opportunity for the district to issue bonds because of the expiration date, the size of the bond issue is being driven also by the revenues that we project will be available between now and fiscal year 23-24. There are projects to consume all of those revenues, but the actual the sizing of the bond issue is based entirely on the last date of for debt service. As well as the revenue stream to support those bonds, and that happens to be about $35 to $40 million.
But as we've had discussions, I know it because I remember having this discussion before. As we've, you know, and I don't want to beat a dead horse, but I think it is important to make clear here that as we've had policy debates on the independence of the Portland Development Commission, I have been told ad nauseum that your opportunity, Commissioner Leonard, to question what the Portland Development Commission is doing is when you vote to approve bonds. So I've heard that. So now I'm being told, well, you're voting to approve bonds, but we haven't identified what the projects are specifically yet. So, I mean.
But you're not gonna vote today, correct?
This is the first reading.
You're gonna vote next week.
That's right.
The thinking was we can get very deeply into all of the projects. I mean, I've got our budget.
I don't want it to be deeply. I just need a line item that adds up to what you're asking me to. That's all.
Right.
And that should come with the first reading because that's the opportunity to have discussion, right? That's when the public is here to discuss. So to have a process whereby we submit what the budget, and I don't mean to be picking on you, but I want to be real clear about this is a process thing that I want to have happen each time we do this is the public has the opportunity to discuss this. I have an opportunity to discuss it. And the appropriate time to do that is at first reading. Because now if you submit the project information at second reading, the mayor will say there's no testimony today. Well, that's process-wise not appropriate. So I'm just asking, and I know I've asked this before, when you submit this stuff, just submit along with the information that we have the projects that it funds. It doesn't, I mean, they don't have to be specific, but certainly you came up with this number thinking of specific items that added up to this number. Mm-hmm. So I'd like to see that.
Yeah, I mean, the Urban Renewal Advisory Group, which Commissioner Stenn and myself served on, there is a list. You know, there's no reason why it shouldn't be here.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, there's a list of what we anticipate the expenditures would go.
Absolutely, and there's no way you picked a number out of the air without that list. I get that. But you're asking, I mean, you're at one hand saying you want to have input, Commissioner Leonard, in the decisions PDC makes, do it when you're doing the bonds. So yeah, please give me the information.
And it's my understanding in terms of the process that this authorizes the bonds, but we do not actually purchase the bonds. We purchase them as the projects come available. Is that correct?
No, in this case, we will be issuing the entire amount of bonds prior to July 23rd.
Okay. So you'll then get us the list of the projects that the Budget Committee has looked at and approved?
The Urban Renewal Advisory Group.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Before we vote.
So you get it to us this week?
Get it to you today.
Yeah.
That's better. Thank you. Further questions? Do we have a sign-up sheet?
We did. Veronica Bernier.
Good morning, Mayor Potter, Commissioner Saltzman, and Randy Leonard.
Sit down, Veronica.
Thank you. Veronica Bernier, Portland State University graduate, public health. Good morning, audience. Sam Adams isn't here. That's okay. We can let go of the navigator for a while. But, no, that's a joke. I know Randy would get that. I just want to speak to this Park Blocks initiative because it is close to Portland State. And I just wanted to reaffirm, we are pro-growth at Portland State. We have a new president, President Wim Wewell, and he's been inaugurated, and he had a very good send-off, I thought. Nice wine and shrimp cocktail. But anyway, it was a nice party, so we enjoyed that. I just wanted to say that to keep a good effort going, we need good growth. According to former Mayor Vera Katz, Portland has always been a pro-growth city. And there's a lot of players here, and we need to support growth within reason. And that is to keep the concept green, number one, and number two, try not to get involved in growth for growth per se. Try to keep the architectural levels congruent, which means when you square off or an area like a block, try to make the architectural buildings square and level so that you don't go above the 500-foot height limit. We don't want too many skyscrapers downtown, so I think they understand that. And also keep it green, which means include trees, a lot of trees. That's what makes it green. We don't want to get too much concrete and steel downtown. And so that's just my off-the-cuff remark. You're looking well today, Mayor Potter. It's good to see you. Always good to see you.
Thank you. Is that it?
That's all who signed up.
Okay, it's a non-emergency, moves to a second reading. Please read item 592.
Authorize water revenue bonds to finance water system additions and improvements.
Good morning. For the record, Eric Johansson, debt manager in the Office of Management and Finance. This ordinance authorizes the issuance of water revenue bonds to finance water system additions and improvements. The ordinance authorizes up to $84 million in water revenue bonds. The bonds will be secured by a first lien on water system revenues. Annual debt service on the bonds is projected to be about $5.8 million per year, and proceeds of the bonds are expected to fund a portion of the Bureau's anticipated capital program for about the next 20 months. We expect that these bonds will be sold through competitive bidding in late July of this year. If you have any answering questions on that.
Questions? Do we have anybody sign up for testimony?
No one signed up.
Anybody here who wishes to address this specific issue? It's a non-emergency and moves to a second reading. Item 595.
Assess benefited properties for street and stormwater improvements in the Southwest Texas Green Street Local Improvement District.
It's a second reading. Call the vote.
Adams.
Aye.
Leonard.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Potter.
Aye. Item 596.
Authorize application to the Oregon Department of Transportation Enhancement Program for a grant of up to $1 million for Phase 2 of the Northwest Flanders Bike Boulevard Sobey Island Bridge Relocation Project.
Mr. Adams.
Thank you, Mayor. I have a revised ordinance. So this was a second reading, right?
Yes.
So it's an amendment. Can I amend a second reading?
You can, but it has to wait until next week to be voted on.
Yeah, I understand. This continues to pursue the state resources for the Flanders Bike Boulevard and Bridge, allows us to make that request, but it obviously would not be for the reuse of the Sobey Island Bridge. The reason why I want to continue to pursue this is that in the last 9 years, this is the deadliest street corridors in the city with 211 people seriously injured and 14 people killed. And the Flanders Street Bicycle Boulevard and Bridge Project, I think, has been before the City Council 3 or 4 times. So these resources, if we get them, would obviously go towards a new bridge, not a reused bridge.
So are you moving the substitute?
Move the substitute.
Second.
Call the vote.
Adams?
Aye.
Leonard.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Potter.
No. So now what, does this then proceed to a second hearing?
Non-emergency.
Okay.
Non-emergency.
Please read item 597.
Authorize application to the Oregon Department of Transportation for a grant financed by state lottery funds to provide for the purchase of streetcars used in public transit systems.
Second reading, call the vote.
Adams.
Aye.
Leonard.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Potter.
Aye. Please read item 598.
Accept a $35,884 grant from the State of Oregon Department of Environmental Quality for a retail grocery food rescue program to be implemented by the Fresh Alliance for the Oregon Food Bank.
Commissioner Saltzman.
This is to accept a grant from the state DEQ to run one of the Oregon Food Bank's food rescue programs called Fresh Alliance. The program collects usable dairy, deli, and frozen meat items from 57 Portland area grocery stores. It will divert food from the waste stream and will also provide food to hungry people.
Well, how can you oppose that?
That's right.
Is anyone signed to testify on this matter?
No one signed up.
Is there anyone here who wishes to address this issue? It's an emergency, call a vote.
Adams.
I'm all for the rescue of food. I do my part. Aye.
Leonard.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Potter.
Aye. Please read item 599.
Update city waste prevention and recycling policy, increase fees for companies collecting solid waste from commercial accounts in Portland, and prohibit the storage of solid waste, recycling, or compostable containers on the right of way.
This is a second reading, isn't it?
But we have an amendment.
Yeah, I need to offer an amendment because we left out the effective date from last week's version. The effective date is July 1st of this year, 2008, so I'm adding that, and if the attorney rules we need another reading on that, then we'll do that.
You do, unless you put an emergency clause in it.
I'm just comfortable with, okay, we'll have another reading next week, but I do need to amend this, change the last paragraph.
Is that the only change is making it effective July 1st?
2008. Right. That's the only
second.
Change.
Second. Call second. The vote.
Adams.
Aye.
Leonard.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Potter.
Aye. So it'll move to second reading. Please read item 600.
Authorize contract with the lowest responsible bidder for the construction of the proposed Lentz Park improvements.
Mr. Saltzman.
This is a contract. It's great to see this project at City Council. The Lentz Park improvement plans really got going in the summer of 2004 with extensive citizen involvement throughout the process. This contract will provide new sidewalks around the park, improved spectator areas, and a new concession building and field improvements, as well as a new T-ball field and its associated amenities. I urge Council support.
Is there anyone signed up to testify on this matter?
No one signed up.
Is there anyone here who wishes to address this issue? It's an emergency, call a vote.
Adams.
Aye.
Leonard.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Potter.
Aye. Council's adjourned. We'll convene at 2 p.m. as the Portland Development Commission Budget Committee.
When are you guys going to put my screw on?